On Tech Daily today, I'm catching up with one of the winners of Trend Micro's What's Your Story poster competition for kids. On the line, I have Jeffrey. Now, he's a bit old to enter, but his 12-year-old daughter, Bianca, isn't, and she was one of the competition winners. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hello.
Now, Jeffrey, how did you or Bianca find out about the competition?
I think actually her mum's mentioned about that from one of the advertisements or something like that.
Did you or your wife also work with her on the entry?
It's mostly like her friend and and then after that, like, her mum, my wife, say, okay, go for it.
Excellent. So as Bianca was working on her poster, did you find that it created some interesting and good conversations about the internet?
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, these days kids, they all go on the internet, but we always keep eye on them, like what they're watching, what they're reading, really.
Perhaps if Bianca's available, you could pop her on. I'll have a quick word with her.
Sure, no worries.
Hello.
Hi, Bianca. This is Andy Wells from Tech Daily. How are you?
I'm good.
Congratulations on being a winner. I'm looking at your poster now titled The Good, the Bad and the Ugly of the Internet. Can you tell me about how you came up with that idea?
Well, I was thinking about ideas and then I was thinking about the internet and how it affects other people and the world. And then there's some good parts and there's some bad parts too. So that's kind of how I thought of it. And I thought of the phrase, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And then that's how I thought of the poster.
That's really good. Tell me about some of the good things on the internet for you.
On the internet, you can be inspired to do better things and be yourself. And you don't have to hide.
And you can play Minecraft?
Yes.
I see you've got Minecraft on there. My daughters love Minecraft as well, so I definitely agree with that. And you, of course, have the bad side of the internet covered there as well. I'm hoping you haven't had too many bad experiences on the internet.
No, I haven't. I have, no bad experience that has happened since it's, all on the news and on the internet if bad things do happen. And then so people are aware and so they can stay away from those bad things.
Anything you could say to other kids your age to encourage them to think more about being safe online and happy?
Just be nice.
Be nice. Good advice there, Bianca. Look, congratulations again on winning the competition. Have you thought about how you're going to spend your prize money?
I'm actually going to save it so that I can go to university.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Thank you.